Vasudha Goswami said, Evam thus, Nishamya hearing, Bhrigu Nandana, O son of the Bhrigu dynasty, Shonaka. Sadhuvadam, pious questions. Vyasakihi, Shukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva. Saha, he, Bhagavan, the most powerful. Ata, thus. Vishnu Ratyam, unto Parikshit Maharaj, who was always protected by Vishnu. Apratyarcha, offering him respectful obeisances. Krishna Charitam, topics of Lord Krishna. Kali Kalmachagnam, which diminished the troubles of this age of Kali. Vyahartum, to describe. Arabhatva, begin. Bhagavat Pradhanaha, Shukadeva Goswami, the chief among the pure devotees. So translation, Suta Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, Shonaka Rishi, after Shukadeva Goswami, the most respectable devotee, the son of Vyasadeva, heard the pious questions of Maharaj Parikshit, he thanked the king with great respect. Then he began to discourse on topics concerning Krishna, which are the remedy for all sufferings in this age of Kali. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this verse, the words, Krishna Charitam Kali Kalma Shaknam, indicate that the activities of Lord Krishna are certainly the greatest panacea. Now, for those of you who don't know what the word panacea means, it means a cure. Something that cures, like a panacea. Like a panacea for bacterial infection would be antibiotics. Okay, so panacea. And anyway, panacea for all miseries, that means the cure of all miseries, especially in this age of Kali. It is said that in Kali Yuga, people all have only short lives, and they have no culture of spiritual consciousness. If anyone is at all interested in spiritual culture, he is misled by many bogus swamis and yogis who do not refer to Krishna Kotha. Therefore, most people are unfortunate and disturbed by many calamities. Srila Vyasadeva prepared Srimad Bhagavatam at the request of Narada Muni in order to give relief to the suffering people of this age, Kali Kalma Shobnam. The Krishna consciousness movement is seriously engaged in enlightening people through the pleasing topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. All over the world, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita is being accepted in all spheres of life, especially in advanced educated circles. Srila Shukadeva Goswami is described in this verse as Bhagavat Pradhanaha, whereas Maharaj Parikshit is described as Vishnu Ratham, Vishnu Ratham. Both words bear the same meaning, that is, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of Krishna, and Shukadeva Goswami was also a great saintly person and a great devotee of Krishna. Combined together to present Krishna Katha, they give great relief to suffering humanity. Enarto pashamam satyad bhakti yogam adhokshache lokasya janato vidvams chakre satvata sanghitam. the material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him. That's another big word for you. That means they're not part of him. They're just something different than him. Or not necessary. Superfluous also can mean not necessary. Can be directly mitigated by the linking process. Mitigated means gotten rid of. By the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth, the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text 6. People in general are unaware of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam can give all of human society relief from the pangs of Kali Yuga. Kali Kalmashad. Okay. Sutu vacha evam nishamya prgunandana sarvaram vayasakhi sa bhagavannato vishnu ratcham pratyarcha krishna charitam kalikam akshagnam vyahartumara patakvagavata pradhanaha. So, Om Ganat Timidanda Shah Gananjana Svakaya Chakshur Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So here we find in this particular verse, we begin with Suta Goswami speaking to Shonaka Rishi. Of course, Suta Goswami is reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages at Naimisharanya. And the sages are headed up by Shonaka Rishi. So these are different stories within a story. In other words, Suta Goswami is telling the story of Parikshit Maharaj inquiring from Shukadev Goswami. So that's what's happening. And so Shukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit and Suta Goswami, they're on a very special platform. The platform is that they can preach to people who are not worthy of being preached to and then convert them. And also Prahlad Maharaj is on that platform. This is a very special platform. We in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, we have to adhere to this principle of not explaining the glories of the Lord to those who are faithless. It's one of the 10 offenses, for those who don't know. We have to be very careful, because they'll be committing offenses. Whereas, let's take Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami is explaining to all the sages and everyone present there, and some of them weren't devotees. Some of the people who are listening to Shukadev Goswami's speech about the Srimad Bhagavatam were actually just plain old yogis or impersonalists, and perhaps even some of them were not even spiritualists at all. But Shukadev Goswami, having that potency, being a Maha Bhagavat, was able to convert even those people. And another example given by the Acharyas is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was speaking to his schoolmates, and his schoolmates were all demon kids. You understand? Sons of the demons, which means genetically they were demons, and culturally they were demons, and by desire they were demons. And Prahlad Maharaj was able to preach to them, and guess what? He had them all chanting Hare Krishna. So these are special devotees who can do this. We should not imitate. We should only speak to those who are innocent. Of course, that means we should follow the footsteps of a second-class devotee. Second-class devotee discriminates between the innocent, the envious, the devotees, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and acts accordingly. So that's one point we can understand here. Another point is, from this particular verse, Kali Kalmashad Nam. Of course, that means basically destroying the qualities of the age of Kali, so that the recitation of Krishna consciousness or Krishna Charitam, it talks about Krishna, have that ability, but also indirectly by, if you look at the Sanskrit here, that Vishnu Ratan, that means Pariksit Maharaj, is also considered to be someone who can destroy the qualities of Kali, because he did that previously. Of course, he's called Vishnu Ratan, which means he who Vishnu saved within the womb. And previous to this, previous to this whole story here, he encountered the personality of Kali, and what did he do? He found Kali torturing a bull and a cow. The bull was standing on one leg, urinating, and of course those legs of the bull indicate the four principles of religiosity, cleanliness, mercifulness, truthfulness, and austerity. And he stopped Kali from doing his activities. So there's two ways by which Kali can be stopped from his activities. One way, of course, is by preaching Krishna consciousness, which is mentioned here. Another way is by having Krishna conscious leaders, like Maharaj Pariksit, like Lord Ram. Like if Lord Ram saw anything improper in his kingdom, that's called Ram Raj, of course. If Lord Ram saw anything improper in his kingdom, he immediately cut off the guy's head. Pretty good. He wasn't just like, oh, you gotta get a lawyer. He didn't say, I mean, for example, there was that one, Malechi was acting as a Brahmin, and because of that, death occurred improperly in the kingdom. Because in the kingdom of Lord Ram, nobody died untimely. Sons never died before the parents. People died. Obviously, it's the material world. But sons never died before the parents. But when something like that actually happened, he found the person who was performing religious activities illicitly, and what did he do? He cut his head off immediately. He didn't say to the guy, you have a right to a lawyer. Right? Immediately. I mean, of course, obviously, he knew what was happening. The king was so strong like that. So when you have a strong king, then the dacoits can't come out. They're afraid. And when you have a weak king or no king, then the dacoits are running all around. Just like even that story of Vena. Vena, of course, was a rascal. But he was strong. He kept the dacoits. He was a dacoit. He was a dacoit, but he was a big dacoit. That's funny. And, but he kept all the small dacoits down. And so, as soon as he was killed by the Brahmins, actually, because he was a dacoit. As soon as he was killed, then the dacoits came out again. And they ran all over the place. And that's why, Venu's body had to be churned, and then Prithu and his wife Archie came from that. This story from Bhagavatam. So it's very important to have strong Kshatriyas and Krishna-conscious Brahmins. Of course, the Kshatriyas are guided by the Brahmins. And this combination, actually, this is actually, indirectly, this is what is referred to here in the verse. Because you have Pariksit being described as Vishnu Ratha. And then Pariksit also indirectly is Kali Kalmasagnam, in addition to Shukadeva Goswami preaching, his preaching Krishna Charitam Kali Kalmasagnam, accomplishing the same purpose. Anyway, so this is one thing. So let's talk about Kali. And I found the description of Kali quite interesting, or Kali, Kali's problems. And I want to refer to the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 12th canto, which tells us about some of the symptoms of Kali. And you can see, by hearing about these symptoms, that this is what we're experiencing right now. So Kali is present when these symptoms are present. Of course, Kali is present when there's illicit sex, intoxication, meat-eating, gambling, or people are hoarding gold, or people are engaged in speculative enterprises. I mean, for example, I'll just give one thing before I go on with the description. Recently, there's come about in the world, in the last year or two, a more speculative enterprise than has ever come about. That some of you may have read about this. It's called cyber currency. Anyone's heard about this before? No, no. I'll explain what I mean. For example, we're here in Fiji. The government issues the money, right? They print the money, Fiji dollars. In America, we have U.S. dollars. So some Kali rascals have come, and they're not printing currency. They're just on the internet. They're coming out with something called Bitcoin. No one's heard about this before? That's called cyber currency. So they're coming out with currency that's not backed by any government. I mean, even the currency we have nowadays by any government is not backed by gold. Prabhupada said that, you know, there should be a gold standard. Gold standard means, in the old days, the currency, at least in America, used to say, in God we trust, and of course it still says in God we trust, although they don't trust God. And it says backed by gold. But nowadays it's just speculation. So that's why you have this fluctuation between the different currencies. You know, sometimes the Fiji dollar will be worth more or less than the American dollar, etc. So now they've come up with this currency that's just based on computers, you know, on the internet. Yeah, one of them is called Bitcoin. There's many of them like that. And this just encourages people to just dive fully into Kali. What do I mean by that? Even devotees, I've seen. They think, oh, we can buy this, it's going up. You ever hear of devotees buying these things? And then it's going down. And this speculative enterprise, thinking you can get something for nothing, of course that's gambling, that fully brings Kali in. So we have to be very careful about these things. You know, sometimes in the name of business, we can be engaged in gambling. And then Kali's there. So we're very, very careful to keep Kali out. And of course, the primary method is chanting the Lord's holy names. So I want to actually refer to some of the qualities of Kali that are mentioned in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which I have written down here, which are very interesting. Interesting and depressing. Of course, it says that a person's spiritual position, and this is also mentioned here in this purport too, is ascertained by one's external dress. In other words, religion is just a change of dress. If you put on the garb of a sannyasi, everyone respects, so give me your blessings. And if you put on the garb just like a regular person, no one's interested in you. Just like I walk around as a sannyasi, and everyone says, oh, Maharaj. But if I walked around any other way, none. Who's that rascal? They wouldn't pay attention. So people, by dressing up, they're respected as religious people. And it's described that people change from one spiritual order to another. In other words, take sannyas without being qualified. And a person is considered high class in Kali Yuga if he has money. And if, just like you see, I mean, I won't mention America anyways. So someone takes on a position of government. They have no qualities at all. And just because they're very rich. Because in Kali Yuga, the democracies are there. Of course, the democracies mean that people, the Shudras, are voting. And the Shudras are voting because the rich people are able to manipulate the media. You know, like television, internet, everything like that, manipulate people's minds. So money makes actually the leader in society. And it's described that physical strength, memory, all these things diminish day by day in Kali Yuga. Previously, of course, we know the Vedic literatures were remembered. There was no need of writing. I mean, writing is something that's just there in the last 2,000 or 3,000 years in India. There was no need, because people were very intelligent. They were Shruti Dharas. They could hear something once and remember. And not only hear it, but they would remember the melody of the Vedic mantras, the rhythm of the Vedic mantras perfectly, and every word was pronounced perfectly. So another symptom which we see, and I've seen it in the Krishna conscious movement too, it's terrible, that men and women live together, first of all, because of superficial attraction. A superficial attraction means, I like the way you look. That's crazy! Why would you live with someone just because you like the way they look? I mean, Ravana was handsome too. Is that crazy? I like the way you look. Ooh. And it's described, they live with each other, but they don't get married. And we've seen this in, even with some devotees, isn't it? They say, oh, let's try it out. Trying it out? You know, that's Kali. Let's try it out. I mean, it's in other words, no determination, no vows, no promises. Vow is a promise, of course. It's just like, let's see if it works, okay. Okay, and if it doesn't work, you know, I was speaking to one devotee. And I said, why don't you get married? You've been living with her for 5 years. And he says, because it'll be much more expensive when we decide to split up. Because this way we don't have to pay for a lawyer. Because that's another point. In Kali Yuga, the lawyers are making all the money. But anyway, Prabhupada called lawyers, the way Prabhupada pronounced lawyers is lawyer, liars. So anyway, so people leave, and someone, a man or a woman, will be judged just by, you know, how sexy they are. It's crazy! It's crazy. You know, you vote for someone to be, you know, president or something like that because it's sexy, you know. It's crazy. I mean, people are just crazy in Kali Yuga. Anyway, and then, a person will be judged to be unholy if he has no money. And, let's see. Oh yeah, a sacred place will be considered to be a place like just any lake or a place that you go on vacation. Like people go to Singapore on vacation or something like that to see some amusement park. That's the Tirthas nowadays are things like Disneyland and Legoland. You've heard of Legoland before? No one's heard of it. Anyway, these are the Tirthas for people in Kali Yuga. Or just like we were speaking to someone in Nandi, and he works in this skydiving place. You know what skydiving is? So that's their vacation. It's a Kali Yuga vacation for people to enjoy themselves instead of going to the holy place. They jump out of airplanes. That's amazing, isn't it? When you could be chanting Hare Krishna in ecstasy, then you're jumping out of airplanes, risking your life. That's a Kali Yuga. That's a place of pilgrimage. Of course, that's described as a place of pilgrimage, Savaya Satirtha. A place of pilgrimage for crows. Where they, and then the goal of life in Kali Yuga, these are all statements from the 12th canto, is filling your belly. And, let's see. Oh yeah, the people, the marriages will break up. many of the leaders will become like thieves, and people will ultimately flee to the mountains, into the caves, to get away from everything, and, you know, taxation and everything like that. People actually just, it's described in Kali Yuga, that ultimately they'll just have to eat leaves and roots, and there won't be any good vegetables or fruits or anything like that left over. And the weather patterns will change, as we've seen. Even recently, the last 10, 20 years, isn't it? The weather patterns are changing. The cyclones are bigger than they've ever been before. Cyclones, hurricanes, the weather is get too cold. Like right now, it's extremely cold in Europe, colder than it's ever been before. America's being devastated by snowstorms or rainstorms or drought. So the weather patterns are just in flux continually. And then people are tormented by quarreling with each other. And hunger, thirst, disease, and severe anxiety. Just like you see, even in Fiji, you need to open up more and more hospitals, isn't it? People are getting so sick, sicker and sicker all the time. It's amazing. And ultimately, the maximum duration of life for people in Kali Yuga will be 30 to 50 years. People will be reduced in size to the size of dwarfs. And religion will be mostly atheistic. And you see that happening too. Cows will become very small, as described. And there'll be so much lightning in the sky. And at the end of Kali Yuga, guess who appears? Kalki. This is described, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears and he rescues religion. Of course, the end of Kali Yuga is a long time. Don't wait for it. You know, don't think, well, it's coming soon. I mean, sometimes you have these religions that are called millenarian religions who people who describe the end of time as coming this year. You ever heard that before? We have quite a few of them in America. They say, Jesus is coming this year. Well, it hasn't happened yet. Or even the devotees I've seen, when it was the Y2K, you know, Y2K, the year 2000, devotees were saying, wow, this is the end of time. No, you got a long time to go, and things are going to get a lot worse. So, so at the end of Kalki, it's described, the Lord of the universe, I'm reading from the Bhagavatam, will mount his swift horse, Devadatta, and sword in hand, travel all over the earth, exhibiting his mystic opulences, and he will kill the millions of thieves who have dared to dress as kings. In other words, first he's going to concentrate on the rulers, not on the ordinary people. And after these rulers, we got some good rulers. The rulers in Fiji are nice. But at the end of Kali Yuga, all these rulers are killed, then the citizens feel relieved. So in other words, Kalki is not going around killing everybody. That's a misunderstanding the devotees have. He just kills the rulers, because they're the cheaters. And then the citizens feel really good, and they begin to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead again. So anyway, so this is Kali Yuga. So for right now, in order to, going back to the original topic, here are the verse, in order to keep Kali at bay, that means keep Kali away, it's necessary for us to hear and chant about Krishna on a, whoops, it's necessary for us to hear and chant about Krishna on a regular basis, on a daily basis. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, to always be reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And also, there's two things I mentioned before, because at the beginning of the class I talked about Maharaj Parikshit, he kept Kali at bay, and I talked about Shukadeva Goswami by his recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's necessary for us in the Krishna conscious movement to have strong administration too. It's not just the chanting. There's strong administration, and when the symptoms of Kali are detected, then the leaders have to take a very strong hand. In other words, to stop those symptoms or to stop those devotees and to rectify the situation. So we need strong leadership and strong Brahmins. We need Kshatriyas and Brahmins. These are the two needs of the Krishna consciousness movement. So, anyway, on that happy note, we heard about Kali. Any questions or comments? Yes. Yes. The book of Revelation speaks about, yeah, the end of time. And what is the rest, of your question? Yes. That's Kali. I mean, that's Kalki, sorry. Yes. So the book of Revelations speaks about that to a certain extent. Actually, just to go back about Christianity originally was a millenarian sect, too. That means when the early Christians were there, they were expecting the end of time to come right away. The judgment day. I mean, Paul especially, he was preaching about that. And even John the Baptist and even Lord Jesus Christ was talking about that. Of course, my understanding about Jesus Christ's preaching about the Day of Judgment was that every one of us has a Day of Judgment. And that Day of Judgment is when we leave our bodies what we're thinking of. We all have to meet our Maker. Anyway, so any other questions or comments? Yes, Jambavan. You may be basing your religious belief on something you haven't seen or heard. I'm not. I'm basing my religious belief on my experience of chanting the Lord's holy names. Actually, as Prabhupada said, the proof of the pudding is in the tasting. In other words, real religion, I was listening to a memory about Prabhupada, and one of the devotees was asked by Prabhupada, you know, why do you believe in Krishna consciousness? And the devotee was coming up with all these quotes from the literatures and everything like that. And then Prabhupada said, no, we believe in Krishna consciousness because by practicing it, we experience it. Pratyaksha padmam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyam. What does that mean? Pratyaksha means direct experience. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram, Idamuttamam. Everybody know that verse? Pratyaksha padmam dharmyam shushukam kartamavyam. That's really why, that's our faith. That increases our faith. That it's the Raja Vidya. It's the best knowledge, the king of all knowledge. Raja Guyam, the most secret of all secrets. Why? Pratyaksha. You can experience it directly. It's not simply mental concoction. It's not simply some philosophy. Pratyaksha bhagavan dharmam, that dharma. And then Prabhupada said, what? Shushukam kartamavyam. And you become happy. And that's my experience. I tried so many things before I came to Krishna consciousness. So many religions. So many spiritual paths. I mean, I'm not going to describe them all. I'm embarrassed to describe them all. But Krishna consciousness works. And Prabhupada accepted that. So, and also, every religion, when practiced purely according to the directions of its founder, will work. But what we have in the name of different religions today, like whether we're talking about Christianity, Buddhism, or Judaism, or Hinduism, it's been lost. People are speculating. Mostly, people are following theologians or speculators. They're not following the original teachings of Jesus Christ, for example. What are the teachings of Jesus Christ we mentioned last night? Love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, all thy heart, all thy might, and do unto others as you would have others. In other words, love others. Whoops, you got to fix this microphone somehow or other. In other words, Jivadoy and Namaruchi, we talked about this last night. Same thing, teachers Lord Chaitanya. But who is paying attention to that? They're taking religion as a bunch of rituals or as a means to discriminate against other people. You know, fanatic, tribalistic religion. Tribalistic religion means that we're the best and everybody else is of the devil. So, anyway, so we accept Krishna consciousness because it works. Why am I here? I was not born in a Krishna conscious family. I wasn't born in a Hindu family. Not at all. But why did I take up Krishna consciousness? Because it works. Yes. 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 Very good.
But may I ask, why does it take so long? Why is it that people are still ignorant and do not want to feel that desire?
In other words, why does it take so long to become Krishna conscious or experience that? It's because people are not following properly. If you don't follow properly, then things will take a long time until you can follow properly. But if you follow properly, that means not only externally, it's not just a system of rituals, but with one's body, mind, and words. In other words, the heart. Rit va vapurvir. Rit means heart, actually, more than mind. So if you follow with your heart, then it's very quick. But people take, even Krishna consciousness, they take it as a very external, ritualistic thing. Do you understand? They don't see the essence. They understand the details, but not the principles. You understand? There's details and principles of Krishna consciousness. Details are like how you dress. That's not important. That's a detail. Detail is, you know, having a little sika behind your head. Actually, I was told that it... Actually, it was funny. All these rituals. I was in India, and one devotee told me, if I don't tie a knot in my sika, all my spiritual knowledge will go away. Well, I haven't found that to happen yet. Prabhupada didn't tie a knot. But you got all these rituals. So people take religion as a bunch of rituals. And they don't understand the essence of Krishna consciousness. So that's why it takes a long time. Because they don't have a taste. Yeah.
My last question. When I come to the Christmas meeting, you talk about how can you go and speak about Krishna to the everybody.
Yeah.
How
Well, the sound vibration, it's awakened by the holy names. When someone hears the holy names, I'll give you my own experience and then we're going to have to greet the deities. That's what happened with me. I was listening to the radio one day, 1968, and all of a sudden they played Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna. And as soon as I heard that, my whole life changed. Just by hearing the holy name coming from the lips of a pure devotee, such as Shiva Prabhupada. That was the secret. Simple thing like that. Just like we probably gave the example, like people get woken up by an alarm clock. It's a sound vibration. So the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra, when chanted by someone who is following purely, not just chanted by any old rascal, then it has the ability to waken one up. Thank you for the questions. Good questions. Okay.
All glories to Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada.